Only the best will do for mom. So make Whole Foods Market your Mother's Day destination. Shop the floral department for vibrant blooms like tulips, orchids, peonies, and expert-crafted bouquets. Then head to the wellness and beauty department and give mom a spa-like experience with scented candles and more. And if you're hosting brunch or dinner, order flavorful Whole Foods Market catering by May 9th. Celebrate Mother's Day with Whole Foods Market in store and online.
Do Crohn's disease symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya guselkumab may help. At 12 weeks, rapid symptom remission was achieved in most patients taking Tremfya, and some experienced visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Explore what's possible and ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Much has been made of the agreement to cut Irish agricultural emissions by 25% by 2030. But in recent times, some have pointed to Brazil in light of reports that that country is set to grow its national herd from 196.5 million animals in 2021 to over 200 million, 203.1 million beef in 2031. Brazil is already the largest beef exporter in the world, shipping about 2.5 million tons of beef, mainly to China, in 2021. Our exports are about one-fifth of that. For more on this, we're joined from Brazil by Irish journalist Sarah O'Sullivan. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
Very well. Now, do they talk much about beef in Brazil and the expansion of their national herd, as we tend to do here about ours?
Well, I suppose we had a report recently that was published by the Brazilian Association of Industrial Meat Exporters, which represent about 97% of exporters here in Brazil. And they project that at the moment, as you said, Brazil is exporting about 2.5 million tons, which accounts for about a quarter of the overall meat production in Brazil. And they say to meet demand that exports will have to go up by about 20% between 2025 and 2030. They're talking about to meet demand, international demand, that they will need to increase their meat production by 35% and increase productivity by 45% between now and 2030. Now, I suppose.
These beef exporters, they're not discussing the climate or anything like that. They're just looking to their own businesses. There's a demand for their product and they are determined to meet that demand.
The meat industry here is worth around 170 billion euros by today's exchange rate. So agribusiness overall is worth a quarter of Brazil's GDP. And certainly the government here is all about kind of increasing, very much supportive of the agribusiness industry. At an event last week in São Paulo, the president told agribusiness executives, without Brazil, the world will go hungry. So he kind of says Brazil is very important. We can decide if the world goes hungry or not. So I suppose since his administration, since this current government administration began 3 years ago, there has been a lot of dismantling of environmental protection agencies and a huge reduction in the number of environmental farms, large rates of deforestation. In fact, last year we had the highest deforestation in 15 years with more than 8,000 miles of forest cleared in 2021. Now, people within the industry themselves say that, okay, in the last 30 years, the herd has actually increased by 13% overall. They say meat production increased in that period of time by 110%. But they said that the amount of pasture actually reduced by 16%. So I suppose the meat industry here will say that it's the obligation of those people buying the meat to make sure that the meat is sourced from land that has not been illegally deforested. And they also say that the emissions that are ascribed to cattle production, and that this carbon already exists, that there are more important kind of sources of heightened carbon that meat is not the industry that we should be looking at.
Now, in Ireland, they're going to try to reduce the emissions from each individual beast by feeding techniques and breeding techniques and so on. This is, presumably is not a topic of great conversation in Brazil. They're not worried about emissions. I suppose they look at their rainforests and say, we do more than our share in being, you know, providing a carbon sink for the world. So let's take a bit of that rainforest and knock it down, despoil it and put animals on it.
Well, again, the meat industry will say that they want to expand imports, expand exports and reduce commercial barriers and promote Brazilian beef as a sustainable product that's produced, a competitive product that's produced in a sustainable way. That's on the one hand, that's what the meat industry is saying. At the same time, for example, last week we had a preliminary environmental permit granted to open a stretch of land between Manaus up in the Amazon, a big city up in the Amazon, to link it to larger urban areas, which is an area that's kind of... that this road is currently unpaved, so it makes it difficult to pass during rainy season. So what a lot of environmentalists are worried about is this will open, very much open the doors for increased logging and increased clearing of Amazon forest areas.
Now, who owns that land? You'd imagine that the rainforest belongs to the people of Brazil. In other words, the government has control. Do they license this land or do they sell this land or is it illegally seized by people?
The land is illegally seized. The land is protected. It shouldn't be deforested. There are strict laws in terms of logging, in terms of what you can do in the Amazon region. It belongs to Brazil. And I suppose our current president, Jair Bolsonaro, he's always going on since the start of his administration, saying the foreigners and the Europeans, they want to destroy, they want to come in and take what's ours. He's been very much kind of pro mining in the Amazon region. There's a lot of the Amazon region, for example, that's demarked for indigenous communities, indigenous settlements and indigenous communities. And he says the foreigners want to come in. Look at Europe. It used to be covered in forests and now they've got rid of their own forests and they're coming wanting to look after our business. We need to protect our land. We need to tell the foreigners where to go, basically.
Now, Jair Bolsonaro is facing an election. It is thought that he will lose that election. His popularity has waned dramatically. He is already making Trump-like noises about voting irregularities and how, you know, the election might be stolen, all that sort of stuff. Is he, you know, going to lose? Is he going to cede power quietly? And if so, would a new administration do better for the climate?
Well, it's in Brazil, it's always very hard to know what's going to happen from one day to the next. There's about a 10 to 15% gap at the moment in terms of projected votes for the two front runners in the presidential election are ex-president Lula, who's running again, having previously served two terms. And current President Bolsonaro. There is a 10 to 15% gap in projected votes between the two. But at the moment, what the Bolsonaro government are doing is adding a lot of social welfare payments to poorer families, giving cash supplements to truck drivers to help them to abate rising fuel prices. So anything can happen between now and October 2nd when we expect when we will have the election. If a candidate does not get more than 50% in that election, we'll have a runoff election with the top two candidates 4 weeks later. So really anything can happen in the next couple of months in terms of that. It is believed, and I suppose from track record, that another government, a Lula government, would be more protective of the environment. Earlier this year, Bolsonaro himself at an event, he celebrated that there was an 80% reduction in the number of environmental fines, boasting that his government, you know, they're not giving any more land to indigenous communities, that they're reducing the number of environmental fines. Environmentalists would say that the main IBAMA, for example, the main governmental entity that's responsible for protecting the environment, they are essentially being dismantled in terms of losing funding and that kind of thing. In fact, even Bolsonaro himself had a 10,000 real, about 2,000 euro fine for illegal fishing that was in place before he was elected. Now, just a couple of weeks after he was elected, before he took seat in the presidency, that fine was quashed. And actually, a couple of months later, the official that fined him was exonerated. Now, in June, just a couple of months ago, he did sign a decree that establishes higher fines for deforestation, illegal logging, burning, fishing, etc. But a lot of critics say that that's just him trying to kind of greenwash the Brazilian administration as an eco-friendly entity.
Well, anyway, it's an extraordinary campaign that's going on, I believe, quite a filthy campaign. We shall see how that all emerges later in the year. But Sarah O'Sullivan, Irish journalist based in Brazil, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
It's impossible to find more time in the day. Until now. With HubSpot's suite of AI-powered tools, you can get more done way faster. Speed up your lead generation and create attention-grabbing, lead-driving, quota-crushing campaigns in an instant, which will give you more than enough time to listen to podcasts like this one. HubSpot. Impossible growth made impossibly easy. Get started today at HubSpot.com/AI.